Now, the Russian ambassador to the United Nations has dismissed allegations that Moscow has sabotaged Syrian peace talks in Geneva. Vitaly Cherkin was reacting to Western accusations that blame Russia for the breakdown in the talks due to its military support of the Syrian government's offensive against terrorists in northwestern Aleppo province. The Russian envoy said Moscow has made some constructive ideas about how a ceasefire could be implemented. He defended the Russian airstrikes, saying the operations in Aleppo have broken the sieges on certain Syrian communities in recent days. Cherkin made the remarks before the 15-member body was briefed by United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, on the suspension of Geneva peace talks in a closed-door meeting. Diplomats cited de Mistura as saying that the Saudi-backed opposition has demanded a halt to air bombardment and the release of militants held by the Syrian government. And to discuss this further, let's go to Atlanta and talk to Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Dean, there's a surge in the previously ongoing campaign against Russia. Why do you think the media campaign is getting more momentum?
Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty because the U.S. coalition is faced with really a tough situation. We read their goal is they want to get into the negotiations and drag them out as far as they possibly can, while they can come up with some kind of plan to still achieve their goals by getting Assad out of the way somehow and still getting control of northern Syria. But there's a little problem with that. The Syrian army and the Russian counterterrorism program is rolling forward, and they're continuing to take more territory. So if the U.S. and the Saudi opposition groups went in there and started stalling, as each week went by, they would have less and less to negotiate with because the Syrians would be recapturing more territory. So really the only card they had to play is they came up with this harebrained idea that they're going to push all the other opposition groups in so there's only the one big one, and then they can threaten that if you don't accede to our demands, we're going to walk out and then we're going to blame you for killing the talks. And of course, there's no way that Syria is going to agree to releasing all the prisoners, having a ceasefire, undoing the siege where their forces have surrounded some of these pockets, because then they would have no negotiating cards in the future. And the U.S. and these opposition groups could just sit back and stall these talks and go on for months and months and months. So this has played out exactly as we thought. And really, the West is looking like fools here, because the Geneva agreement that set up these talks never insisted that there would be a ceasefire on the front end of the talks.
And of course, the West and the Saudi, Qatari, Turkish camp are also accusing Moscow of targeting civilians and creating a new refugee crisis at the border. I mean, is there any truth to this?
Well, you're always going to have refugees moving when combat gets into areas that they know are about to be contested. This is very natural. But we haven't had, if they wanted to stop the war and not have refugees, the other side could call for a ceasefire. But they've actually never done that. And the claims that we've had for civilian casualties have been vastly overrated. Many of them have been debunked, like the hospitals that were supposedly to have been bombed. And we went through Google Maps and found out that most of those places never even had hospitals in them. So these are just headline grabbing. They're just flailing around, realizing that if they don't get control of the talks at the beginning and get the combat started, that they will have to negotiate for a ceasefire, and they will have to give up some things like, how are we going to control stopping the resupply of arms and weapons coming into the region?
Yes.
That's an absolutely critical item.
But Russia has even talked of new ideas it's offered and apparently welcomed by Americans as constructive. Can any Russian initiative appease the West and the anti-Syria regional camp?
I think they seem to think that if any idea that comes from the Russians just makes them look weaker, that they're not in control. So it's like the huffing and puffing. It's like a schoolyard fight. And it's really a shame that after 260,000 people have been killed and all of this money wasted and all of these millions of refugees, a lot of these parties, all they can think of is their ego and how they're looking in the public arena. But actually, they look horrible because they have been responsible for dragging this war out for 5 years, solely for geopolitical and economic interest.
All right, Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today from Atlanta. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.